This is KCUR. A nice, shady front porch can be a great place to swap stories or songs. And the community event called Porch Fest continues this relationship by pairing musicians with neighborhood porches. The first Porch Fest took place about 8 years ago in Ithaca, New York. It's spread to nearly 30 cities, including the West Plaza neighborhood of Kansas City, where visitors are encouraged to park their cars and follow their ears. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
A fan runs steadily in the warm attic space as Catherine Golden maps out the second year of Porch Fest. Golden's hands are full of handwritten note cards, each emblazoned with the name of a band. She holds up one card and looks around the room.
All right, let me see here. So this is Back Fat, so that's a kind of a rowdy bluegrass porch. So Griffin, where can we put Griffin? Last year he kind of had a bad deal. The lady across the street started mowing her lawn right when he started her mowing. So I feel like I should hook him up. He actually signed up a second time.
Golden stands in the middle of a mock-up grid that she's laid out on the floor of West Plaza streets and porches. This year she's coordinating more than 100 bands playing on about 30 porches of all shapes and sizes. But at this stage in the process, Golden says she's almost got it figured out.
The ultimate thing is just to make it really walkable. If there are any porches that are outliers and they're way off from the others, people aren't going to want to walk to them, in my mind. And so trying to keep it compact enough where everyone gets a fair shot to have an audience. So that's where we are right now.
In this tender love of me.
Across town, Jacob and Daniel Prestige go over a few songs in the living room of their Kansas City, Kansas home. The husband and wife folk rock duo, the Blackbird Review, plan to return to the porches of the West Plaza because Jacob Prestige says last year went so well.
One of the things that I really loved about Porch Fest was you had the excitement and the energy of a festival, but you had the intimacy of a house concert or a very small venue. So it's a lot of fun. As musicians, it's a lot of fun performing in that type of environment.
It's early evening, and West Plaza homeowner Victoria Cherry is sprucing up a trellis of roses, occasionally finding a thorn.
Ouch. Dangerous.
Cherry says the spring cleaning she's doing now will be worth the effort once the musicians arrive. She's hosting 5 hours of music during Porch Fest, including the bands Western Automatic and the Hardship Letters.
I don't know. It's like heaven in summertime. I mean, when can you sit on your porch and just relax and have the live music right there? You know, you might have it in your house or in your earbuds, but I'll be sitting in that chair over there just listening away.
And Cherry says sharing her porch with the city gives her a chance to support local musicians.
I love local music, and I love getting the opportunity to show off these people who are so passionate and so talented. It's a really good feeling to share in a part of that.
Back at rehearsals with the Blackbird Review, Jacob Prestige says that he thinks Porch Fest is a sign that something bigger is going on.
That's kind of representative of what is making Kansas City so interesting and fun and cool right now. So it's exciting. It's an exciting place to be, and it's an exciting time to be here as a musician.
For now, practice time is over, but Jacob says he looks forward to playing their next gig on a porch. Julie Denishay, KCUR News.
Porch Fest KC kicks off on Saturday, June 13th in the West Plaza neighborhood. For a map of porches and a slideshow, you can visit our website at kcur.org/arts.